The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
As you've been hearing, an 18-year-old man has killed at least 19 students and two adults in what was the 27th school shooting in the US so far this year. It happened at Robb Elementary School, 85 miles west of San Antonio, Texas. This is the worst school shooting in the US since Sandy Hook in Connecticut a decade ago. Texas Governor Greg Abbott had this to say at the press conference as events were unfolding at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas. At this point, the death toll stood at 14 students and a teacher.
The shooter was Salvador Romas, an 18-year-old male who resided in Uvalde. It's believed that he abandoned his vehicle and entered into the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde with a handgun, and he may have also had a rifle, but that is not yet confirmed according to my most recent report. He shot and killed horrifically, incomprehensibly, 14 students and killed a teacher. Mr. Romas, the shooter, he himself is deceased. And is believed that responding officers killed him.
Now, that was Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who last year, as Texas passed the most liberal gun laws imaginable, he celebrated it as the strongest Second Amendment legislation in Texas history, which allows people to get guns and permits without having to complete training and to openly carry guns. Is he upset? Can't really tell. But one person who is upset, President Joe Biden, had this to say about the shooting of the children.
Good evening, fellow Americans. I had hoped when I became president I would not have to do this again. Another massacre. Uvalde, Texas. An elementary school. Beautiful. Innocent, second, third, fourth graders. And how many scores of little children who witnessed what happened see their friends die as if they're on a battlefield, for God's sake. They'll live with it the rest of their lives. There's a lot we don't know yet. There's a lot we do know. The parents who will never see their child again, never have them jump in bed and cuddle with them. Parents will never be the same. To lose a child is like having a piece of your soul ripped away. There's a hollowness in your chest. You feel like you're being sucked into it and never going to be able to get out. Suffocating. It's never quite the same. It's a feeling shared by the siblings and the grandparents and the family members and the community that's left behind. Scripture says, Jill and I have talked about this in different contexts, in other contexts. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. So many crushed spirits. So tonight, I ask the nation to pray for them, give the parents and siblings the strength in the darkness they feel right now.
And President Biden went on to condemn the gun lobby in America.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done? I am sick and tired of it. We have to act. And don't tell me we can't have an impact on this carnage. The idea that an 18-year-old kid can walk into a gun store and buy two assault weapons. It's just wrong. What in God's name do you need an assault weapon for except to kill someone? It's just sick. And the gun manufacturers have spent two decades aggressively marketing assault weapons, which make them the most and largest profit. For God's sake, we have to have the courage to stand up to the industry. Here's what else I know. Most Americans support common sense laws, common sense gun laws. These kinds of mass shootings rarely happen anywhere else in the world. Why? They have mental health problems. They have domestic disputes in other countries. They have people who are lost. But these kinds of mass shootings never happen with the kind of frequency they happen in America. Why? Why are we willing to live with this carnage? Where in God's name is our backbone to have the courage to deal with it and stand up to the lobbies? Our prayer tonight is for those parents lying in bed and trying to figure out, will I be able to sleep again? What do I say to my other children? What happens tomorrow? May God bless the loss of innocent life on this sad day. And may the Lord be near the brokenhearted and save those crushed in spirit, because they're going to need a lot of help, a lot of our prayers. God love you.
President Joe Biden, United States Senator from Connecticut, where Sandy Hook happened, Chris Murphy delivered an impassioned speech just hours after that mass shooting. This is what he had to say.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Just days after a shooter walked into a grocery store to gun down African-American patrons, we have another Sandy Hook on our hands. What are we doing? There have been more mass shootings than days in the year. Our kids are living in fear every single time they set foot in the classroom because they think they're going to be next. What are we doing? Why do you spend all this time running for the United States Senate? Why do you go through all the hassle of getting this job, of putting yourself in a position of authority, if your answer is that as this slaughter increases, as our kids run for their lives, we do nothing? What are we doing? Why are you here if not to solve a problem as existential as this?
Well, one of the people who could help solve the problem is the GOP minority leader, the Republican Senator Mitch McConnell, who has for years prevented Democrats from enacting gun control. And he said he was heartbroken by what happened in the school, but had no comment to make about gun control. And former President Barack Obama said nearly 10 years after Sandy Hook, and 10 days after Buffalo, our country is paralyzed not by fear, but by a gun lobby and a political party that have shown no willingness to act in any way that might help to prevent these tragedies. Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr got emotional talking about the school shooting in Uvalde and called on senators to take action on legislation designed to protect kids from school shootings.
Since we left Shoot-Around, 14 children were killed 400 miles from here. And a teacher. And in the last 10 days, we've had elderly black people killed in a supermarket in Buffalo. We've had Asian churchgoers killed in Southern California. And now we have children murdered at school. When are we gonna do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to the devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of the, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough. There's 50 senators right now who refuse to vote on H.R. 8, which is a background check rule that the House passed a couple years ago. It's been sitting there for 2 years. And there's a reason they won't vote on it, to hold on to power. So I ask you, Mitch McConnell, I ask all of you senators who refuse to do anything about the violence and school shootings and supermarket shootings, I ask you, are you going to put your own desire for power ahead of the lives of our children and our elderly and our churchgoers? Because that's what it looks like. It's what we do every week. So I'm fed up. I've had enough. We're going to play the game tonight. But I want every person here, every person listening to this, to think about your own child or grandchild or mother or father or sister, brother. How would you feel if this happened to you today? We can't get numb to this. We can't sit here and just read about it and go, well, let's have a moment of silence. Yeah, go Dubs, you know. Come on, Mavs, let's go. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go play a basketball game. And 50 senators in Washington are going to hold us hostage. Do you realize that 90% of Americans, regardless of political party, want background check, universal background check? 90% of us, we are being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington who refuse to even put it to a vote, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. One of the texts coming in: the gun violence in America will remain unresolved until it deals with its collective anger. It's an angry nation, and it has taken its lead from the anger of its political parties, who've refused to find consensus over the past 30 years. That's from Brian. Yes, you can be angry. We're angry here sometimes, but we don't have access to guns, and that is the difference. I'm joined now by managing editor of WSHU Public Radio, Terry Sheridan. Terry, good morning.
And I'd like to say good morning. I'll just say it's morning.
Yeah. This happened in the middle of the day yesterday. We got news of it last night before we went to bed. America is now in bed, just waking up in on the East Coast. But already, I presume, there is a collective grief and, I'm not sure, a collective anger?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's... It's weird, and I'm speaking personally now, because there is the grief, there is the, you know, the fighting back of tears, but there is also an anger, you know, among people. It's because we know, as every one of the interviews and every one of the sound bites you just played, we know what the answer is, and it's just we have to end this, and it's just angering and maddening that we can't. And we always seem to ask the question, why does it happen here? Well, we know why it happens here, because our government does not have the courage to end this.
Is anything further known about the motivation of this 18-year-old Salvador Ramos, who himself was shot by police? So unfortunately, no answers will be forthcoming from him. But anything in his social media, anything being revealed by friends, relatives, as to what angered him?
Well, he did have made some social media posts about 2 hours before, in which the meme was, "Why TF? The school's still open." His friends, or his old friends from grammar school, say that he was bullied as a child. He had a lisp, he had a stutter, and he had a rough time in the elementary school that he went in and shot up. He was also known to start to self-harm himself. Friends would say that he would show up at basketball games and he would have cuts all over his face. So that's what we know, that he was bullied as a child, but really nothing more than that. You know, again, I don't want to stereotype anything, but the classic picture of what they would call a loner.
Now, the calls for action, obviously from the Democratic side, condemnation from Joe Biden and from former President Barack Obama and Senator Chris Murphy. We heard his powerful words there. There will be a lot of anger. But Mitch McConnell stopping short of condemning or looking for any good gun control. And he is the man who could influence things, at least among some of the Republican senators. Greg Abbott seemed remarkably cool under the circumstances, a man who supported the most liberal gun laws in America.
Oh, absolutely. Now, in the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is going to force a vote in the Senate on that gun control bill that you heard Steve Kerr refer to. It's probably going to fail. They need the 60 votes, and some of the senators who could break the filibuster on it say they will not. But they feel it's important enough to get the Republican senators on record as soon as possible that they voted against it. Now, you're starting to hear from some of the conservative media that what they need to do is to either harden the schools or arm the teachers, which was something that we heard immediately after Sandy Hook almost 10 years ago. also you're hearing that, yes, we need to do more for mental health for these teenagers and young adults. But as, again, President Biden said and then Senator Murphy said, other countries have mental health problems, but they don't have massacres of innocents.
The mantra will come from the Republican side. It's not guns that kill people. People kill people, which is such stuff and nonsense. If you don't have a gun, you can't use a gun to kill people. Okay, there's a knife in the kitchen drawer or whatever, but it's not the same. So where is this likely to go? Are we likely to have outrage for a few weeks and then it'll dissipate and nothing will change?
I don't know. I mean, my cynical self says, yeah, probably. My hopeful self says, hopefully, is this a turning point? You know, after we saw at Marjorie Stoneham High School several years ago, that was the school in Florida, the high school in Florida, that created a groundswell of support. But did it ultimately do anything? Not really. Going back to Sandy Hook, which I covered briefly, and I know people who were first responders that day, if that didn't do anything, you know, to change the laws, would this? So I don't mean to sound despaired, but I just don't know what we can do.
And very briefly and finally, Terry, how many of the senators and congressmen and women are in the pockets of the NRA and the gun lobby?
I do not know the number. I would say almost every Republican does get money from the NRA. I would say that also many Democrats get money from the NRA. However, because of some of the legal problems the NRA has had over the past few years, their influence is waning. But the gun manufacturers and Second Amendment advocates are still a very strong bloc.
All right. Well, if they can do it for cigarettes, I'm sure you can't take money from big tobacco anymore for fear of being complicit in any class actions and on health and so on. So maybe they can do the same for guns. Terry, thank you very much for joining us early in the morning on the East Coast of the United States. Terry Sheridan, Managing Editor of WSHU Public Radio.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News.